I'd like to say something on the upcoming Yontif, Rosh Hashanah. I'd like also to try to tie it in a little bit, B'derech Agadah, to the Gemaras that we're learning, although there's not much Agadah on these Dafim. And I'd also like to share a tshuva, which the Rav showed me earlier when I came in, which I think ties into it as well. We've been learning in the Gemaras in Kedushin. Last week continued into this week's Amud, the sugya of hispashtus. Ragla shel zu'ayla, the Gemara talks about it. If somebody takes an animal, and he's makdish the regal of the animal, the foot of the animal, he says, ragla shel zu'ayla. So there's a machlaikis in the Gemara if we say pashta kedusha bekula or not. It's a machlaikis, it's a shayla in the Gemara, not a machlaikis, it's a shayla. The Gemara says, the Gemara in the beginning says that pashta kedusha bekula. And then the Gemara says that even if not, that's only an Eivor she'ena neshama tuluya bai, but Eivor she'ena neshama tuluya bai, everybody agrees pashta kedusha bekula. And from there, the Gemara takes it to a shayla, being mekadesh achati isha. And that continued into this week's Gemara of Balichayim Nidachim, if you have Shutfim who had an animal. The concept of Pashta Kedusha Bekula, there are Paiskim who applied this to other areas of Halacha. For example, there's a Shaila in the Achrayim, if a Sefer wrote a Sefer Torah, everybody knows you have to have Kavano Lishma, L'Shem Hashem, you have to write the Shemes Al Kapanim L'Shem Hashem. Right, Lishma. And the Shaila is, what happens if the Sefer wrote the beginning of the ice, the beginning of the letter, or the beginning of the word, without a Kavanah Lishma? And in the end, he had a Kavanah Lishma. He chapped halfway through. Or the other way, let's say he had a Kavanah in the beginning, and then afterwards, he said clearly, I'm having a mind for this ice. And then afterwards, he doesn't say anything, or he doesn't think anything. Putting Kala Isa al Das Rishayna aside. So there's a tshuva in Halachas Ketanais, he writes that we would apply the rule of Pashta Kedusha Bekula. It's a chiddush. He says the rule of Pashta Kedusha Bekula applies even if you had Kavana on Mixas Ice, it would be Peshit, it would be Mispashet in the entire ice. There are Peshkin that dingzach on that. And Al Kapanin, this concept of Pashta Kedusha Bekula. There's a tour in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, a very difficult Torah to understand. There's a minig in Klal Yisrael. Many have the minig. I know, although it's not brought in the Paiskim, there are some who actually don't have this minig, but Al Pi Shulchan Aruch, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought in all the Paiskim. The minig is to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah half a day. That's the minig. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, brought down in all the Gedalia Paiskim. I didn't really find anybody who says that there's no minig to fast half a day. I know that there are some who don't have the minig. How do I know? Because my father doesn't have the minig. So I remember my first year in Philadelphia Yeshiva, I came to Yeshiva. I was never in Yeshiva for Rosh Hashanah before. And what did I know? I was there first year with Medrash. That's right, I went to breakfast. And I walk into the dining room, and there's nobody there. No? So I went to the kitchen, and I asked them, where's breakfast? And they looked at me, you know, what do you mean? Eat today. Huh? I went over to Rishmul, and I said, they said, we're fasting today. My father doesn't fast, and my mechuyav to fast. So Rishiva told me that the ganze inyan of a tainus is a minig. It says, if your father doesn't have the minig, you're not mechuyav to keep it. It's a chiddush. But Lamaisa, the minig of Rav Klal Yisrael is definitely to fast. And the shaila is why? Why do we fast Erev Rosh Hashanah? So the Torah writes like this. Difficult Torah to understand. Nayagin ba'ashkenaz l'isanes be'erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a minig to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. And he says, smach lozeh b'medrash tanchuma. He says, there's a smach for this minig in Medrash Tanchuma. Pasuk says, l'kachtem lochem b'yom harishayim. You should take for yourselves Bayom HaRishon on the first day of Sukkot. B'chi Rishon hu? Is the first day of Sukkot Bayom HaRishon? V'aloi Chamisha Asr hu, the Medrash asks. Chamisha Asr is the 15th day of the month. Elo Rishon L'Cheshbein Avoynis. It's the first day of the Cheshbein Avoynis. Why? Medrash says like this. Mashal L'Medina Shachayev Es Maslo Melech. It's a mashal to a state that owes taxes, but lo nasnu lahem, they didn't pay their taxes. Boy leha b'chel l'gvaysay. The melech came, the king decides, he's coming in with the national guard, he's going to collect the taxes. Sheneskarav leha b'eser parsois. He gets within 10 parsa of the state. Yatsu g'day leha medina l'krosay. The leaders of the city came out to greet him. V'amru lo ye'en lanu malitin lach. We have nothing to pay you. So since they went out and they were mechabed him and they spoke to him in such a manner, he niach lahem shlish. He said, fine. Panach Michael a third. Kevin shen eskar of Yaiser. Yatsu beinay neha ir l'krosay. He got a little closer and the rest, the beinanim in the city, the middle class people came out. He niach lahem oid shlish. Sheneskarav Yaiser, he got even closer. Yatsu kol b'nei ha'ir l'krosay. Everybody came out. He niach lahem akol. Zakta medrash kach hamelach hakadosh baruch hu. B'nei ha'medina elu Yisrael. Shemesaglin avaynes kol hashana. Klal Yisrael, we owe taxes. With avaynenu, we do averis. We have to pay up. Erev Rosh Hashanah ha'gedoyla misanim. Erev Rosh Hashanah is like when the king is 10 parsois away from the city. Hagadayla misanim, the gadayla yair go out to greet the melech. Mevatol lahem shlish avaynesem. He's meichel a third. Then ba'asar yomim from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, beinanim misanim. Rosh Hashanah until Erev Yom Kippur, the beinanim are misanim. Miniach lahem oid shlish. B'yom Kippurim kula misanim, and the melech is meichel the last shlish. And Lahachi, therefore, Sukkis is the after Yom Kippur. Everybody was Michael, everything was Michael. Klal Yisrael's busy with the Lulavim and Esraigim for the 4 days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkis. And Mimela Hashem is Michael everything. And Sukkis is Rishon Lachesh Ben Avayna. So they state in Tur. So the Tur says that's the reason, that's the mocker to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah, because it's Gedalei Misanim. It's the first Shlish. And Mimela, this is why people fast. The Torah is a Pella. The Torah is Mamash a Pella. Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur is a Shlish. New statement. Yom Kippur is a Shlish. Okay, makes sense. Erev Rosh Hashanah is the equivalent of Rosh Hashanah and the rest of Asaras Meitshuva. Erev Rosh Hashanah is the equivalent of Yom Kippur? Really? How could that be? This Sunday, Erev Rosh Hashanah, is equal to what everything that we accomplish on Yom Kippur? It's equal to Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't feel like that. It doesn't seem like that. It doesn't seem logical to be like that. What does that mean? What does it mean? Erev Rosh Hashanah yimavatel l'shlish. I think the pshat in this medrash, and it's a tour, again, it's brought down in tour. I think the pshat in the medrash is very simple. The medrash does not mean that Erev Rosh Hashanah is the equivalent of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's not what it means. Imagine a person who has a court date, a day in court, for white-collar crimes. Comes into court, and he's all jolly. Judge asks him, who's your lawyer? He says, I don't need a lawyer. Come on. I didn't do anything wrong. And the judge says, sir, you know, we can lock you up. Nah, come on, everybody does it. And he displays a very cavalier, casual attitude towards the charges levied against him. What's the judge going to do? He's going to throw out a book at him. He's going to teach the man a lesson. You have a guy who comes into court over minor infractions, and the judge says, who's your lawyer? And he says, oh, your honor, I feel terrible, and I'm so sorry, and I regret it, and it's the worst thing I ever did. And I learned my lesson, and I'm never going to do it again, and I feel terrible, and I should have never done it. Because a ganze drosh amishcharata he has. So the judge is going to have, he's going to say, okay, the mensch learned his lesson, goodbye, Charlie. Zot the tour. You want to know what factors into the din on Rosh Hashanah? You want to know what factors into the din on Yom Kippur? It's not just how we behave on Yom Kippur. And it's not just how we behave on Rosh Hashanah. It's how we prepare for Rosh Hashanah. It's how we prepare for the Yemei HaDin. Do we take it seriously? Are we going to sit on Erev Rosh Hashanah Sunday, Chveis? Hope there's no football fans here. Anybody going to sit around following the scores? I don't even know if it's football season yet. Anybody going to follow the scores? What are we going to be busy with on Erev Rosh Hashanah? I remember I was in LA a few summers ago. There was a shul there that was having issues with the zoning board. And they had a hearing literally a week before Rosh Hashanah. And I remember how they spent months preparing for this hearing. And they hired a chveis, they got a bus, and they hired 80 Russians to come on the bus down to the courthouse. You know, when their side got up, you know, all the Russians, everybody got up and they started cheering. The problem was when the other side got up, they got up afterwards, they also started cheering, you know. But this Rav, he said, I was there, it was beginning of Ella, he said, Pilei Ployim, he said, Vegan Vos, we're going down to zoning board, Chveis, Zayn Darton, who knows who's going to be sitting, the judge, Chveis, the gracious judge, the decision maker. Abbasar Vadam, who's it going to be already? And if we win, great. And if we don't win, five sechun. And prepare months and months and money and hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're going to Adin, Rabbi Isai. We're going to Adin. It's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We're going to Adin. Medasach Tzugreiten. To appreciate the fact that it's real. It's a real din. It's emes. It's not a din that we're supposed to be approaching with kumzitzin and all the new modern day tshuva methods in 2018. It's a real din. Erev Rosh Hashanah Meniach Lam Shlish, it's a third of the equation. That's what the Torah means. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees how we approach Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah Meniach Lam Shlish, HaGadayla Mesana Meniach Lam Shlish, it's a third of the equation. It's a very important part of the equation. That's what this Sunday is. Rav showed me a tshuva sarama. Berhetiv gives a list of svarim that a person should learn leading up to Rosh Hashanah and Geras HaTshuva. Rabbeinu Yoina, other tshuvas, he brings a whole bunch of svarim, tshuvas Binyamin Zev, famous tshuvas about how to do tshuva. One of the Maharim HaKaimis is a tshuva Saramon, Simon Lamed Zayin. Listen to what real tshuva is. Ramo talks about a case, a fellow, he wanted to fire a weapon into the sky. And accidentally, as he was picking it up, the trigger went, and he shot somebody. It seems like he killed somebody. It was Shaygi Karav La'inus. It's Pashtas and Ainus. Rama writes, he says over here, Ra'inu ki amaisa hu Karav La'inus, ve'en le'afilu din Shaygig. Such a maisa is Karav La'inus, not even a Shaygig. Kol shekein din nezid. So he says, how are we going to be metzadeh to tshuva? The Rekech has a whole list of tshuvas that a person can do for Averis. He says, the Rekech was talking, El amordim v'hapoishim asher oizrim darkam loshuv. Look there, he says, Le'el ha'shoigim v'anusim. Zakter Amo mikol makom kol adam yidag lenafshei lasis tshuva shleima bilvavai beviduyim. Says every person should make sure, has to make sure to do whatever tshuva he can. Lochein hiskamnu ledibrei achachem shebi iroi shekava lein yonim anal befrat shekava lein gam kein. Zakter Amo for an accident an oinus she a gaila shana tamima. The fellow should go into galus for a year. Lo yolin shnei lailus b'makom echad, shouldn't sleep two consecutive nights in the same spot, in the same place. Then he continues and he says, Ra'inu from today, it doesn't say when the tshuva is exactly. We should fast from today till after Yom Kippur. Kol yom, every day, milvad yom sheinayim v'em tachnun. Besides to the days they don't say tachnun. It's a raif near Amah that they used to say tachnun. They didn't have yartzeit every day. Ulehisvadis b'chol yom erev avoyker. And to say vidui every day in the morning and at night. For a full year, for an oinus. Go to Golos, don't sleep two nights in the same place, fast from today till Matzah Yom Kippur. Tshuva for an oinus. That's the hachana, that's the approach we have to have going into Rosh Hashanah, understanding what the din is about. Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Ragla Shalzu Oilo, there's a Sefer Teferet Shleima. I looked up in the back of the Masifta Gemara as if they have it, and I got it to Baragoda and Unzer Sugis. Ragla Shalzu Oila, he says, why does the Gemara say Ragla Shalzu Oila? He says, Yaakov Avinu, when he told Esav, Vani Esnala Li'iti, L'regel ha-melocha asher iti u'l'regel ha-yiladim. Yaakov mentions regel. It says regel is yisoid. Regel is the foundation, it's the yisoid of everything. The regel. You have kedusha in the regel, you have kedusha in the yisoid. You have kedusha in the foundation. If the fundamentals are built on kedusha, it's pashta b'kula. There's his pashtas. He doesn't speak this out, but the Sfarim say Elul is Rosh HaTevis. Va'ani esnala le'iti le'regel ha'melocha. Vav aleph lamed lamed is Elul. It's Rosh HaTevis of Elul. According to the Tzvar Shleim, it's meduyik. The avoid of Elul, Elul is the foundation. It's the regel of the whole year. The Gain says the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur are called Rosh Hashanah. He buys it into a medrash in Parashas Bereishis. Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur is called Rosh Hashanah. The Gain says any good maisa that we do in the coming 10 days, in Aseret Yemei Teshuva, he says, mashpia l'toiv on the whole year. The approach that we take to Rosh Hashanah, the attitude, the hachanas that we make for Rosh Hashanah, for the year, the ragla shel zu oila, to infuse kedusha into the coming days, to approach it with a kavod reish, with an appreciation, with an understanding what hangs in the balance, to understand what Rosh Hashanah is, to prepare for the din, to show the judge that we're makir what this din is, we take it seriously, we understand, we appreciate that it's real. If we put our koiches into the ragla shel zu oila, into the regel, into the yisoid of the year, we'll be zeicha be'ezer Hashem to be zeicha badin and to ksiva chasima toiva a good gesund kebenched in yor for me, for myself, and b'shem the Rav is being yaitu b'shemei ha'ka'ina. I'd like to wish everybody a ksiva chasima toiva.